Good morning to you, Terry.
Now, the layperson may think of this as somewhat random and unscientific, but there's a lot of science behind this, isn't there?
There is. And the mark recapture technique has been used in fisheries management and in wildlife management probably for over 50-some years. And we've learned a lot in terms of how to apply it to various populations. Some of your listeners who are avid muskie fishermen have probably run into muskies that have had tags attached to them. That information, when provided to the local fishery staff, can give a lot of information about the survival of those species as well as insights to the population levels.
What the scientists are looking for, traces of tetracycline in the bear's ribs, that would have come from tetracycline being put into bait that was placed in strategic locations around Wisconsin. And you compare it to a way of finding ping pong balls and getting an accurate sampling of ping pong balls.
Well, the example that has been used is that if you had a big 45-gallon drum of ping pong balls, and you just had no idea how many balls were in that barrel, and you wanted to come up with a way to figure that out, you could scoop into that barrel, grab out a bunch of ping pong balls, dye them a different color, throw them back into the barrel, and mix them all up, and then take another sample from that now mixed up barrel of ping pong balls. And let's say if you pulled that out and you found out that you pulled out 100 ping pong balls in your second sample and 10% of them had the color that you put on them, you could extrapolate and say 10% of all of the ping pong balls in that barrel were marked. And so if you pulled out 100 ping pong balls in your second sample, and at 10% of what's in the barrel, you'd estimate that there were 1,000 ping pong balls in that barrel. And that's kind of what we're doing here with the bear population.
Now, the agency has an interest in controlling the bear population. You have sportsmen who want to hunt the bears, and you have property owners who often view bears as a nuisance.
Yes, black bears are a great asset to the state of Wisconsin. They're a symbol of the northern wilderness, but the rascals can cause trouble occasionally. They can cause a lot of damage in crop fields. They can be a nuisance in some cases around cabins, or if you're a beekeeper. We know about Winnie the Pooh and his love of honey. Well, Wisconsin black bears are no different than that. So it's a balancing act as to what the population objective should be, and that we set that in conjunction with the public. But once it's set, then from a agency perspective, we try to manage those populations at those established levels.
Tom Haughey, thanks for being with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.